Two teenagers were killed in a crash in Concordia Parish, and the teen driving the SUV is under arrest. Investigators say shortly after 12:30 Sunday morning, 18-year-old Gregory Steele of Vidalia lost control of the SUV and drove it off the roadway, causing it to overturn. Steele suffered minor injuries, but 19-year-old Jacob Bonnet of Vidalia and 17-year-old Michelle Beatty of Natchez were killed. State Police Trooper Casey Wallace says alcohol appears to have been a factor. Another 18-year-old suffered moderate injuries and was taken to a hospital for treatment. Wallace says none of the four teens inside the SUV were restrained. Some surprising early voting numbers released by the Louisiana Secretary of State's office.
About 4,500 more Democrats showed up to the polls in early voting than Republicans. JMC Analytics pollster John Cuvion says the redistricting hearings really brought out Democrats on the last 2 days of early voting.
All this occurred despite the fact that we had 8 inches of rain Friday and 3 inches of rain Saturday.
Cuvion says those Democratic voters may have also been motivated to weigh in on the constitutional amendments.
You do have these groups that have a very simplistic but catchy marketing slogan, vote no on all, y'all.
I'm Andrew Greenstein.
The Mississippi Insurance Department provided tips to reduce the risk of wildfires. The month of May is recognized as National Wildfire Awareness Month. To prevent damage from wildfires, MID recommends Mississippians retrofit their homes, clear debris from their properties, and create defensible spaces. By making space between the home and other flammable structures or areas, officials say a defensible area will be present that could prevent flames from spreading to a home. For the first time ever, Louisiana will have a recreational alligator hunting season.
It ain't legal hunting alligator down in the swamp.
Well, Jerry Reed might be chagrined to learn that it is now legal to recreationally hunt alligators in Louisiana, thanks to Governor Landry signing Senate Bill 244 into law. It comes as the alligator population has topped 3 million in the state.
Particularly in the cities, drainage ponds, they're everywhere.
So Franklin Senator Robert Elaine authored the bill to roll out a recreational alligator hunting program, since commercial alligator hunters aren't enough to control the population.
Seeing some of the commercial tags that were being returned every year, we're not tagging out 100% of the commercial tags.
I'm Joe Gallinaro.
The Mississippi River in Natchez Vidalia is at 38.01 feet and falling. News, sports, and weather anytime at listenupyall.com.